Harper Audio presents King of the Bench, Control Freak by Steve Moore. Performed by Maxwell Glick. Prologue. My name is Steve, and I am a bench warmer. Do you remember in King of the Bench, No Fear, when I told everyone in the entire universe that I never get in a game unless it's garbage time and the score is 100-0? I hope so, because it would be really pathetic if you already forgot. And if you haven't even read the book yet, what are you waiting for? In No Fear, I also spilled my guts about a really humiliating personal problem that almost ruined my very first baseball season at Spiro T. Agnew Middle School, home of the Mighty Plumbers. I ate beans for lunch. No, not that. In this book, I am going to tell you about a mysterious magic device that pretty much controlled the fate of the Mighty Plumbers football season. It was a device so powerful that, in the wrong hands, it could have jinxed anyone it came in contact with in the entire world. And I'm not even exaggerating. Fortunately, the magic device was in my hands. Most of the time. I won't tell you any more details right now because, big drooly duh, it's a strict rule when writing a book that you build suspense first and don't just spill all the mysterious magic device stuff right off the bat. So just hang on to your jockstraps, as my football coach likes to say. I'll get to the mysterious magic device when the suspense builds to the point where you can't stand it a minute longer. For now, you need to know that even though I'm a bench warmer, I do have some excellent skills in football. For example, I'm really quick on my feet. That's a huge advantage if you are a running back and a linebacker tries to grab your head and shove your face into the grass. So, I'm not a total drooling dweeb, okay? And when it comes to sitting on the bench, I'm probably better at it than anyone else my age in the entire city. Maybe the entire world. End of the pine or middle of the pine. Doesn't matter. I pretty much rule the bench. No brag. It's just a fact. I'm king of the bench. Chapter 1. My encounter with the mysterious and powerful magic device happened on the first day of school after summer vacation. I'd decided to take a detour early in the morning before classes started. Instead of diving straight back into the drudgery, I wanted to ease back into it, along with my best friends, Carlos Diaz, who can burp speak entire paragraphs, and Joey Linguini. Joey is tiny and quick as a flea, and he's psychic. One time, he predicted a gory incident that became known in Spiro T. Agnew Middle School folklore as the Valentine's Day Schnoz Massacre. Joey and Carlos are bench warmers just like me. Mostly, we sit and watch the hotshot athletes run around and get all sweaty, which you probably already know is a huge chick magnet. But we love sports. It's our common bond. And we live in a sports lover's paradise. There's a stadium right smack in the middle of our neighborhood. When we're not in school or sitting on the bench, we practically live at Goodfellow Stadium. It's got a domed roof that slides open and closed, so it can host pretty much any kind of sport in any kind of weather. Goodfellow Stadium is really ancient, probably dating back to the early 1980s. My dad calls it a storied venue, which means it smells like moldy hot dogs, and it's practically a rule that you get all teary-eyed and kiss the bleacher seats when you walk through the gates. On our first day of school detour, my friends and I went to the stadium to visit a friend and to watch the Goodfellow Goons practice for the upcoming NFL season. The Goons are a doormat football team, which means they hardly ever win games. But we don't care. The players are so friendly, they all...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?